this team right now on a roll. They continue to just play dominant baseball. They continue to pitch unbelievably well. As last night, they have a victory 10-0 over the Nationals. Quintana has been just unbelievable. And they score 9 runs in the 4th inning. You've got Nimmo with a big home run. Acuña, who's been everything you could have hoped for and more. This kid, I mean, the energy he's brought to a team that, let's be honest, the general manager and the manager thought would be a big enough concern without Lindor that they called a team meeting based on energy and trying to get past the idea that their MVP wouldn't be there, whatever the case may be. This kid has come in and completely helped rejuvenate them, bring them, like, obviously Alonso the other night, big game, right? Nimmo with the big home run that kind of broke this one open. But Acuña's been great defensively. He's come up with clutch hits. He's hit home runs. Like, he's done everything you could possibly do, plus a little athleticism, a little energy, which, you know, whenever you can install youth into the team, it always picks up on the energy, and they've needed it. But now the season starts with a 4-game set against Philadelphia. But they are 2 games up, playing excellent baseball over Atlanta, who won last night. But right now, this team is just, if you look at the starting pitching, right, the lineup has now exploded. The lineup was in a bit of a slump. You saw Vientos come through with a base hit that gave him a 3-1, a 3-0 lead in this game. He's been slumping like crazy over his last 40 or so at-bats, but he's kind of broken out of it. We talked about what Alonso did the other day. Like, they've scored a ton of runs now here against Washington after really being quiet with the bats for a while. But the starting pitching just continues to throw up zeros. You look at what they've done over their last 4 or 5 times through the rotation. Quintana has been unbelievable. Manaea has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Severino. Peterson. McGill, like all of them, have just been lights out. It's not even just like, hey, they've been serviceable. Like, oh, man, you know, McGill gave you the 5 innings, 3 runs, kept them in the game. No, he's been dominant, 6 innings, 1 run. Peterson's having the best year of his career. Think about where these guys were. I don't know if it was last night or the night before, but Gary Cohen was talking about it. Think of where all these pitchers were. Think of the job. You want to talk about this general manager and what he's done with this team, right? I mean, look no further than the starting pitching. I mean, as they got rid of two older guys who neither have stayed healthy throughout this year in Verlander and Scherzer. Now, yes, Scherzer won a championship. I'm sure he was fine with the trade last year. But ultimately, the Mets bring in prospects, pay for prospects, and go out there and put together piecemeal a starting rotation that's been the best in baseball. With guys like Luis Severino, couldn't pitch for the Yankees last year. We were all calling them an unserious, our new favorite word for baseball teams, an unserious franchise for continuing to throw Luis Severino out there last year. Manaea was in the bullpen. David Peterson, no Met fan on earth wanted to see him pitch again. They lose their ace, Senga, who might come back and, I guess, you know, throw a couple innings here and get piggybacked by Quintana. We'll see if that's the plan for the Mets moving forward and trying to get their ace back into the rotation. Why, though? Like, honestly, what do they need him for? That's how good this rotation has been. McGill, another guy. Like, these guys have been off the scrap heap. I know the offense exploded. I know that's going to be the story in this young kid and whether or not Lindor, and when we can see Lindor again, and is Pete Alonso going to step up? Like, that's been a lot of the conversation. This starting rotation, without question, is why they are here. And I didn't think it was possible. I thought this team was going to be built on offense, and this rotation's been incredible. But they've been scoring a ton of runs, and you get ready for a Philadelphia series. This is the season right now. This is pennant race baseball. Right now against Philadelphia. And, you know, what they've done has just been remarkable. And, you know, you got to talk about Nimmo, too. Now, the thing about Nimmo is, and I find Nimmo very fascinating. Nimmo signs the contract. Nimmo is beloved by some, right? I think most Met fans like him, I would think. But I'm sure there are some who are down on him. He's had a miserable second half. There's no doubt about it. And there are some who look at him like the sabermetrics guys because of his ability to walk. You know, he's kind of like one of those sabermetric names that you hear always far better than people give him credit for. And his numbers, you know, tell the truth and all that kind of stuff. He was, without question, one of the driving forces of this team getting back into it from 11 games down, under 500. And after that meeting, he took off and carried the offense. He should have been an all-star. We talked about that. Like, he should have been an all-star over Pete. He had an incredible run there, and he has gone ice cold. But what he has shown you in the, I want to say balls department, for lack of a better term, but what he has shown you in the self-confidence and leadership role with this team is actually pretty damn surprising, and you got to respect it. Now, he's got to follow it up, but I respect Pete. I respect Nimmo for what he's done vocally, sending messages through those post-game interviews. Like, I don't know if I ever remember, and we talked about it when it happened, I don't know if I ever remember another player challenging, daring, calling out the general manager to make moves at the deadline. Not just, hey, we think we're good enough. You know, we'd really love to get some pieces here. Like, he flat out challenged Stearns and dared him to go get pieces to help this team. As vocal as any player I've ever heard try to make sure his team went out and sold. Excuse me, bought. Opposite. Bought. Now, that might have been because there was some talk at the beginning of the year of selling, and they knew what the plan was for this year and all that, the talk around the trade deadline the year before and selling earlier than people thought with David Robertson and everything. So the Mets had put him in a position where, even despite the fact that they were playing much better, there was some talk and some fear that selling might be what David Stearns thinks is what's best for the franchise. So, okay, maybe it's a different set of circumstances than some other times, but to stand there in the postgame and go right after your general manager, I found very interesting and respectable. And now, challenging you, the fans, and, you know, we always joke, I know, you know, Loogie likes to say this a lot, you can't take on the fans are undefeated. I know I didn't say it as fast as or as loud as he does, but you can't take on the fans are undefeated. And it's been a little bit of a talking point about the crowd sizes during these games, during these pennant race games, during these games that are going to decide whether or not the Mets are playing postseason baseball. And the numbers haven't been great. And I mean, a conversation about the attendance has been going on since, you know, Doc and Daryl days earlier this year in June.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But right now, it's been a little surprising, the numbers. And for a player to get on the mic and literally, like, he called all of you out. Now, he'll do it under the guise of saying, hey, I need you here. We need this building filled. Well, yes. But he also said, where the hell are you? That's what the Mets said. You just heard Mendoza say it. I expect a packed house. Like, they're calling on you to show up to these games against Philadelphia to end this homestand. What is what been as miraculous a season? These are as fun as they get, because let me tell you something. As a Yankee fan, 2017 is the most fun I've had since I was a child, since I was a boy, since 1996. Because hopefully what's going to happen here with the Mets and what the expectation is with this owner and his deep pockets and this general manager who built up a team that's still winning divisions in Milwaukee, that those two things combined are going to lead to the most prosperous time in Mets franchise history. And hopefully that's the case. And I think there's reasons to believe it. There's reasons to be less optimistic about it. But I think that there's a reason to very much believe that you are about to hit, especially with all the added playoff teams in this new format, a stretch where playoffs are not as elusive as they've been for this team and franchise. And you're going to head into seasons with a lot more expectations. Because the Met fan got the gift, in some ways, of having the highest payroll in the sport and not carrying the burden of what that typically brings. And what it brings for Met fans, for Yankee fans who feel, you know, I had a guy the other day on Twitter tell me, you know, he used the word glee, which I thought was funny. But he said, what's with all the glee? Save your glee for when they win a championship. Like, we're not even allowed to be joyous or have fun or enjoy the playoff, the regular season, or the clinching of the playoffs, because all that matters is winning a World Series. And if you crack a smile until then, you're not a real Yankee fan. But the Mets have the benefit of zero or little expectations heading into the season. It doesn't get more fun than this, because you hope to be in the same position year in and year out. With expectation, it won't be so much fun. This is the year where they came out of nowhere. This is the year 11 games down. This is the year you don't have your ace for at any point. You've got all these one-year contracts in the starting rotation. You've got, you know, this lineup that you're hoping will stabilize because you're going to do something with Pete Alonso, or you're going to bring in someone else. You know, everyone thinks it's going to be Juan Soto. It won't be. But you're going to bring in Juan Soto. You're going to have this lineup. You're going to be a team that you expect to battle for divisions with the Phillies and the Braves and be there in the postseason year in and year out. This is the surprise season. And you've got your starting outfielder calling you out for not being there and asking you to be there in Philadelphia, versus Philadelphia. And part of me loves it. Part of me is a little confused by it. But honestly, I think it takes balls either way. Now, again, much like Alonso, you want to step up in the meeting. Much like Lindor, you want to step up in the meeting. You got to follow it up by having your play do the talking. You want to call out the fan base. You want to say, where the hell are you? You want to say, we need you against the Phillies? They're going to need more of the 3-run home runs you put forth last night. They're going to need more of an offensive performance than you've given them in the second half. You are going to have to be alongside Pete Alonso carrying this team without Lindor. Because you know what? I don't know if you're going to see Lindor against the Phillies. I just don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm pessimistic about whether or not he's going to play in this series. But you want to call out the fan base? You better show up. And they have shown up and shown out against the Washington Nationals, absolutely pounding them. Everything is going right. The starting pitching, the lineup, the young prospect who feels like, and me and Fleegs are talking about it, sometimes you get prospects who even flounder at times in the minor leagues. Acuna wasn't setting the world on fire in the minor leagues. Jason Dominguez last year really wasn't setting the world on fire in the minor leagues. I remember Gary Sanchez a couple years ago, 2016, wasn't really setting, you know, the minor leagues on fire. Judge hit a bunch of home runs, but his numbers weren't, you know, crazy. Like, sometimes you're just done with playing in the minor league. Sometimes you're done with the bus rides. Sometimes you know you're good enough, you're prepared enough, you've been coached up enough. It's just time to find out if you can do it in the show or not. And it feels a little bit like that with Acuna. It feels like he was ready for this moment. They've called him up, and he's run with it. And, I mean, just add another fun little side note to the story that is the 2024 Mets. I mean, it's unbelievable. How many can you squeeze out? You got 10 days left. You're adding new ones. God bless you. Go to the games. Listen to your outfield. Listen to Nimmo. Listen to your manager. Go out there and enjoy this, because it doesn't get better. I mean, you literally have had a million side fun stories to go along with being the hottest team in baseball since May 30th.